Good morning, 7:45, and with us is our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Alan, it is Tanglewood on parade today, and with that, a remote broadcast for the roundtable. You'll be right over there this morning at 9.
I will. Hey, Joe will be there, and Sarah will be there, a whole bunch of personalities and top musicians. We're very lucky, Ian. I don't know how it worked out that way, but we have a wonderful relationship with Tanglewood. We play every concert. They are such good friends. They've been helpful to us in fund drives, and we are there twice a year. And it's like going to summer camp. You get onto that press porch and you see all the raw wood around, and it reminds you of early cabins. It really is a wonderful time.
Let's talk about President Obama unveiling the new Clean Power Plan yesterday, a massive overhaul of pollution standards across the country that'll be slowly phased in. What do you think?
Well, look, this is going to be part of his history as president, his legacy. He's doing the right thing. We know this earth is in real trouble because of the way in which we have abused it. We know that. The United States has always been one of the biggest polluters. No two ways about that either. And so along comes Obama, and he says, we want to restrict the kind of carbon that our power plants can put out. And then he gets the expected reaction from the people who don't have the vision to be able to see how important it is that we do everything in our power to preserve this earth for our kids and their kids and everybody who is coming. You know, I see my little grandchild and I say, this is something that we owe to our children and our children's children. We need to cut it out. We need to make a world where people can exist and which is not threatened. We're in a terrible situation. There are deniers all over the place. Many of them have the money. They represent the power industry and others, and they will do anything in their power to put a stop to it. But every once in a while, you just look at them and say, does anybody ever look in a mirror and think about their children and their children's children?
Let me say a name to you, Alan. Vincent Morata, Sr., for those of us who keep these hours even on occasion, the founder of Mr. Coffee has died at 91.
Yeah, you know, we were talking earlier, Ian, you and I, and about how Joe DiMaggio, and one of Mr. Morata's thoughts was to get Joe DiMaggio to be the spokesman. And children grew up thinking that Joe DiMaggio was a coffee purveyor. And in fact, the greatest, maybe the greatest baseball player who ever lived. The irony, according to the obit, is that he did not drink coffee because he had ulcers. He drank an occasional cup of Sanka, but no coffee. Just the other day, I saw somebody who was making coffee with an old percolator. And it kind of goes blup, 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 and you see it coming out of that little thing at the top. You know, for the most part, that came out rot gut. And here was the perfect cup of coffee, and it took somebody with a little bit of vision to be able to create it. He said it was sort of like Michelangelo drawing Moses.
Alan, bottoms up. Get ready for that Tanglewood broadcast at 9, and we'll be listening.
Thanks, Ian.